WTAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky now, and it's 47 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News this morning, a man from Missouri was arrested Monday evening in Red Oak on drug and weapon charges. Red Oak police say 25-year-old Dylan Ray McCracken of Hale, Missouri, was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. on the 500 block of West Coolbaugh Street for carrying weapons, felony possession of meth with the intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. McCracken was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of 28-year-old Cameron Meisner of Atlantic on Friday. Meisner was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting and booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported some recent arrests yesterday as well. Last Friday, 34-year-old Daniel Floyd Edwards of Cumberland was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Edwards was brought to the Cass County Courthouse to appear before the district court magistrate and subsequently returned to the Page County Jail. On May 15th, 31-year-old Brendan Matthew Thomas of Crescent was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Thomas was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. And on May 12th, Cass County deputies arrested 25-year-old Carly Jean Seddon of Atlantic on a sheriff's office warrant for driving under suspension. Seddon was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $300 bond. A U.S. District Court judge Friday sentenced a Pottawatomie County man to nearly 11 years in prison on methamphetamine and weapon charges. 24-year-old Christopher Allen Durrett of Council Bluffs was sentenced to 130 months in prison for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Durrett will be required to serve 5 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. On January 4th of this year, Durrett pleaded guilty to the charges and admitted that on October 24th of 2016, he possessed over 38 grams of methamphetamine that he intended to distribute. Durrett admitted also that he was in possession of a 9mm handgun with ammunition. He'd previously been convicted of misdemeanor domestic abuse assault and, as a result, was prohibited from possessing a firearm. Deputies in Page County Sunday night arrested 42-year-old Bruce Edison Van Fossen of rural Page County on a Page County District Court warrant. He was taken into custody at a residence southwest of Clarinda on a warrant charging him with 2 counts of domestic abuse assault by impeding air or blood flow and causing bodily injury, 3 counts of willful injury causing bodily injury, and child endangerment. The charges stem from an incident that took place earlier this month. Van Fossen was unable to post a $25,000 cash bond on the charges and was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. The Red Oak Police Department reported yesterday 34-year-old Heather Annette Ziegler of Red Oak was arrested at around 8:40 a.m. on Monday following a traffic stop. Ziegler was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for criminal trespass and criminal mischief. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and released after posting a $300 cash bond. Republican Governor Terry Branstad has been confirmed to be U.S. Ambassador to China.
On this vote, the yeas are 82, the nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed.
Branstad will resign as governor tomorrow morning, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be sworn in as Iowa's 43rd governor. Maryland Senator Ben Cardine is ranking a Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he praised Branstad during remarks on the Senate floor before the vote was taken.
I had a chance to meet with him in my office, and I must tell you, I was extremely impressed about how he was prepared to move on to be the ambassador to China, and how he spoke in favor of our strong ideals.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley picked up on the theme of that Branstad has passion about American values during his brief remarks about the governor.
I have no doubt that he will stand strong for American values such as freedom of press and religious liberty and work to strengthen peace, stability, and prosperity between our two nations.
Joni Ernst, Iowa's other U.S. senator, says Branstad will be an effective advocate for U.S. interests in China.
Iowa's extensive trade relationship with China has given Governor Branstad a front seat view of the complexities of our country's broader trade and economic relationship with China.
In our funeral announcements, Ruby Edmonds, age 97 of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ruby Edmonds will be today at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. James H. Bailey, DVM, age 93 of Brookings, South Dakota, and a native of Atlantic, died May the 12th at the Brookings Hospital. Burial for Dr. James H. Bailey will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Carolyn Kintner, age 88 of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Mass of Christian burial for Carolyn Kintner will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. George Kuzel, age 81 of Messina, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for George Kuzel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Thomas William Fletcher, age 31 of Irwin, died May the 18th. A memorial service for Thomas Fletcher will be held June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Marilyn Schwarty, age 80 of Manila, died Monday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. Services for Marilyn Schwarty are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.